This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 10th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Continued failures in fuel-level sensors have prompted NASA to give up on launching the space shuttle Atlantis until after the first of the year. The shuttle's external fuel tank has four level sensors. They ensure a timely shutdown of the engines if fuel runs low. If the engines were allowed to enter fuel starvation, an explosion could result. If the engines cut off early, an emergency landing would be the best possible outcome. The sensors are critical. The decision to scrub was made ahead of a scheduled 3:21 p.m. launch on Sunday. The next opportunity is January 2nd. Investigators and policymakers continue to look for new ways to operate airports to reduce runway incursions, but many cases appear to be simple human error by flight crews. NBC reports that on Thursday, two Continental Airlines jets came within 300 feet of each other at Newark Liberty International Airport. Newark Liberty is a hotspot for incursions, but in this case, one pilot acknowledged a command to hold short, yet continued past the hold short line and taxied onto a runway in front of another flight which was landing. NBC talked with J.P. Tristani, an observer it identified as a retired pilot, who predicted implications for both the pilot and his training program. Quote, "He's in a precarious position about proper procedures in terms of moving your aircraft around an airport. There's a training problem there, and the first thing the FAA is going to look at is the training procedures," unquote. The Federal Aviation Administration says there was another 300-foot close call on December 2nd at Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport. A Delta Connection regional jet took off and flew over a U.S. Airways Airbus A320 that was landing on a crossing runway at about 7:25 p.m. That's according to a report in the Washington Post. Delta says there were 43 passengers on the Delta Connection jet, which is operated by Comair and was headed to Boston. There were 150 passengers on the U.S. Airways jet arriving from Phoenix. No one reported any injuries on either flight. FAA officials said that the U.S. Airways pilots reported the incident, adding that the Delta Connection flight crew never saw the other plane. In this case, the FAA says an unidentified controller improperly issued a takeoff clearance for the Delta Connection flight, even though the U.S. Airways plane was approaching a runway. An automated alert sounded, but not in time for the controller to take action. National Air Traffic Controllers Association officials have declined so far to comment. Both carriers say they're cooperating with the National Transportation Safety Board. The Associated Press reports an aviation task force convened by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has suggested express flight paths for congested routes to help ease traffic at LaGuardia, Kennedy, and Newark Liberty. The group is comprised of state officials, aviation experts, and airline executives, and has been meeting since spring. Among 100 suggestions were special flights direct to Washington, D.C., and even new taxiways at their airports. The Port Authority has reportedly targeted as many as 27 of the recommendations to pursue for FAA funding. But the U.S. Department of Transportation has its own Blue Ribbon panel, which acknowledges the airports group came up with some good ideas, but says the government is already at work on some of them. Federal officials have threatened a cap on the number of hourly flights at JFK next summer, or higher landing and departure fees during peak hours. Neither the Port Authority nor the airlines want to see either of those measures come to pass. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. A midair over the Everglades claims two lives. Searchers in Alaska find parts of a missing medevac helo and a passenger. And theft arrests at Jacksonville International include a TSA screener. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We'll talk about the go, no-go decisions which arise both on the ground and in the air. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.